It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby didn't Leroy. Ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof. I'm a lie better mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him. I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large. So many more. 10 in the mar. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar. 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hello, Leroy!
You guys, listen, can I just say this?
Sir, what do you got for us?
As people who live in South Florida,
yeah.
And know about the various stages of a hurricane, we shut down shop for a storm that was 300 miles away and heading in a different direction.
Hey, I'm with you.
I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about us. But I'm talking about schools.
Yeah.
Everything.
How's J Fig late for a show she's not here for?
Huh?
How's she late for a show she's not here for?
I just think that when things get serious, if you have a lot of situations where you say they're going to be serious and they're not, then people aren't going to take you for your word when you say it's serious.
I was confused. Like, this is the thing. Like, I've become very confused. And you mentioned this yesterday with like local news and what I'm supposed to believe and whatnot. Cause like my final tell was like, all right, I got up early today. I flip on the local news and you guys know I have like the Northern news.
Right.
And I'm looking at Buddy on the beach and he looks like he could go like bask out in the sun. I'm like, what am I doing?
Like, right. Why is he taking pictures from the beach? It's not proving the point of the seriousness of the storm.
But he's like, if he's by the coast and it looks as calm, I'm like, I think I can make it down on the turnpike just fine. And I got to be honest with you, greatest drive I've ever had
no
down
traffic.
Here.
Oh,
it was greatest drive I've ever had down here. Like, I know how much Schmeathen loves our traffic talk. What a day. What a banner day. I've been here since before 9. This never happened before.
I stopped. I got some OJ.
So, like,
a Chris sandwich.
In reality, there is some wind.
Yeah.
I mean,
my kids told me there was.
I got in my jacuzzi last night, and a band came through, and by the time I got to the door, it was done.
Yeah, but I think, like, last night there was some rain. I think there's going to be some rain a little bit later today by us, but, like, like I put on the like my little phone logo. It's got like the little wind logos, but it's like 45 miles an hour. And then they're saying like, oh, tornado warnings. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? That's a game of roulette right there.
Wait, we've had, how about this? You remember, was it a couple of months ago where it flooded all of downtown just from rain? It wasn't even a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
That was worse than this.
Pretty
so, old. I don't know. I just think everything is...
Enjoy your day off. I think that's what I just said. Everybody down here, like, I'm for everybody who's in the panhandle, hey, we're wishing you the best.
That
looks scary. Yeah, that looks scary.
I talked to my buddy on the West Coast, right? He had to hunker down.
Yeah, I see that, you know, the West Coast of Florida, the Panhandle, Tallahassee looks like it's going to get annihilated. Yeah.
Everybody from my hometown is calling me, and I'm like, the storm's going to get you more than it's going to get me.
Yeah, yeah. But like, New Orleans. I was very confused from the day, like, we were supposed to have the event last night, and they were like, nah, abundance of caution, no event. I'm like, okay. I'm like, is it that? And I just kind of looked at it confused. I was like, is that going to be that bad? And so I don't know. Like, I don't want to, you know, rip karma and I get blown into the ocean on my way home on the turnpike. But I'm just telling you, like, I woke up this morning and I'm like, I've lived down here a long time. I don't think I think I can make it to work just fine. I'm sorry, you know. And I know Frogboy was happy to hear from me because he's like, he was like, oh, but we're going to run a best of today. I'm like, best of? Best of?
I think you're storm shaming, dude.
Storm shaming?
I don't like how you guys are treating this. This is a serious situation we need to be monitoring at all times. And I'm not happy I'm here right now.
I'm sorry.
You're storm shaming.
I'm not storm shaming.
Yeah, you are, man.
We got a big week ahead. You know, the Dolphins season is on the brink. We got the Hurricanes taking on Vatek tomorrow. And then, you know.
Yeah, they playing down here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, did, like.
Storm shaming again. Yeah.
I'm not, dude, take it from me. My hometown was demolished by a hurricane that nobody thought was going to be that big of a deal. Okay? Because Katrina came through Florida, then went in the Gulf, then went towards New Orleans. So believe me when I tell you,
maybe
it comes from...
Yeah.
It comes from a place of like, yes, I'm going to be the first person to tell everybody. I've called all my friends on the West Coast. Be careful.
Yeah.
And
maybe it's one of these things, too, where it's like, you know, we're all more used to obviously the pandemic. We're all more used to working at home. We like to work home a couple days a week. Trust me, I just needed a traffic day this week. I'm just like, you know, I can't, because I did like weekend shows. There was weekend travel. Oh, geez, I'm not like, I get what the day and age is. If you can do it from home, might as well. You know, what's the difference, especially around here? But they were like, you know, we're getting told like, hey, run a recorded show. Recorded show? What? I mean, like, what are the zombies coming?
Like
crazy?
Like, I just think. There's time and a place, right? Like when I try to, you know, when I have conversations with my daughter, right? Like I say, hey, let's treat serious stuff serious, okay? And let's treat things of concern with things of concern. So don't come after me with things of concern like it's the end of the world, because when it's the end of the world, I'm not going to be able to tell the difference.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
I just think that's how we got to go.
If we had a zombie apocalypse, every zombie show I've watched looks exhausting. So just take me. I'm done.
Like, you haven't, they've been running away.
Have a plan?
They've been running away from zombies for about 15 years now.
Just make me a zombie, dude.
Take me.
I'm just tired. I don't want
much cardio.
You know, nobody likes each other. Hey, then the humans end up worse than the zombies.
Can I ask you a question?
It's horrible, Tobin.
Are you more afraid of a zombie or a White Walker?
Oh, zombie.
Really?
Yeah, they seem more relentless. The White Walkers, I don't know.
You just become a White Walker.
Yeah, but the White Walkers always got to do the bidding of the king. Like, a zombie can do what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, why are they always working together?
I don't know, because they're lonely.
Yeah, they just kind of herd up like animals.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Right, they do, right? Right? You never have just one loose zombie just going to get his.
Zombie, Schmeathan says, you more afraid of a zombie or Tim Boyle starting at quarterback? Definitely Tim Boyle. No
same
question.
Thing, actually. Wow. Are they not the same thing?
You know what? His name doesn't do him any favors either, right?
Tim Boyle? No.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't exude, like... Yeah.
He's got to, like, change the spelling.
It's a great name.
But we did... Wait, in fairness, we did say the same thing about Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I guess.
Brock is a good name.
But, like, it sounds...
Purdy?
Tim Boyle sounds like a Peaky Blinder.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a quarterback.
Like he's got the cane going with the razor blades.
Yeah,
underneath.
Dude. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins, congratulations! Hit 100 losses. All right. Great job, guys. Lost to the Twins.
Oof.
And then Marcos and I spent the last 5 minutes going over how sad Bruce Sherman's resume is as owner.
Woo!
How do you top Loria? How does that happen?
And the bar is close.
Do you know how
the only reason why he hasn't topped Loria? Because nobody talks. Right? Loria would throw it in your face like I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh yeah, he was like Loria.
He doesn't talk.
Loria was a blowhard. This guy, I don't even know. You know, I think he could just walk on anonymously. I mean, he had Jeter here. We're all yelling at Jeter for years. But this is Leroy. This is Will Manso last night. Marlins hit 100 losses. They have now lost between 93 and 100 games in 5 of their 6 full seasons with Bruce Sherman as owner. And, of course, you know, they had a COVID year where they were a game over 500, which is...
So that makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's like a couple of good months. Who knows what that would have turned into? But that was coming off a 105-loss season. These are his seasons with the Marlins. 63-98, 57-105, 31-29, COVID year. Made the playoffs. Tip of the cap. 67-93... 67 and 95, 69 and 93, 84 and 78 last year. Skip Schumacher's first year. They say, I don't know if we like this formula. Let's get the Rays guy. And now 58 and 100.
Wait, so they actually fired somebody for having a good year?
Crazy.
Say that to yourself one more time. We like what you're doing. But we're going to fire.
How do you end up broker than Loria, lose more games than Loria? Because even Marcos and I were kind of perusing. We're like, Loria's run early on, not too shabby. Not too shabby. Now, when he got to the stadium, the new stadium.
Sold everything.
Yeah, he had some lean years in there for sure. But what is it, Marcos? What do you have? He only had 100 loss season, yeah?
100 loss, yeah.
100 loss season.
More than 93 twice, maybe.
That's crazy.
I mean, better than I thought, for sure.
Yeah.
The way that we treat him.
Hey. And how have the Marlins not tripped into any good, good pitchers? They haven't tripped accidentally into anybody who's a star player other than kind of Jazz Chisholm when he would give you some games. And then they said, by the way, Jazz, you're healthy this year. Enjoy the Yankees.
So... what you're saying is, let me see if I get this. Marcos?
Yeah.
Buckle up, buddy.
Uh-oh.
You're kind of saying you miss Loria and you liked him.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I hated Jeffrey Loria. Say it. I hated Jeffrey Loria.
But then it sounds like you're saying you preferred his regime over this one.
Well, I you know, they do say... the old saying goes, better to have the devil you know than the devil you don't. And the thing with Bruce Sherman is nobody knows him. You know? He's just...
Listen. If... the complaint was they're not winning. Then I'm going to just put two and two together and say, you know, they were winning more. So it kind of like the Loria regime more than this one.
I mean, I like baseball more when the Loria regime. So maybe that's just on me because I liked baseball more then.
Because they were winning more?
They had players.
Even though you had to deal with, you know.
But how do you, as just a person.
Everybody loved you when you came in. You could do no wrong.
All you, like, Bruce, the level is like, It's below the basement. And somehow you took a shovel. First you got a jackhammer out. You said, Jeets, jackhammer. And then you took a shovel because you didn't even want Jeets around anymore. You took a shovel and buried even further. How's that possible? How's that possible? And don't tell me this, oh, we're going to be the Rays thing. Hey, maybe you will. You told me you were going to be the Astros 6 years ago. I mean, that's the facts.
But, and you brought somebody in who was working, going in that direction.
And then you're like, Skip Schumacher, okay, man, pretty good. Good trades. But they're like, not for us. We need to be little Rays. And it's tough not to just be like, wow, you wanted to go even cheaper? How's that possible?
Hey, valid point.
This is crazy.
Valid point. You wanted to go even cheaper.
This is wild. But anyway, Marlins.
What's the most the Marlins, out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And I know this is not a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most the Marlins have spent on a roster.
I don't know. I would venture to guess it's probably 2012 when they first went to the stadium. But, you know, then there was
over $100 million.
Yeah, they have spent over $100 million. There's been years where there's been years that this regime has spent money, but
it's not good money.
They're so bad at it,
right?
So bad.
So then when they go, here's what sucks. Here's what sucks for South Florida. When these organizations have made an attempt to spend money, they spend it on what's the pitcher that never pitched?
Wei-Yin Chen. That was a Loria move. Yeah. Can't blame Chen.
But I'm just saying, I said these. I wasn't saying in particular. And
let's not lose sight of the fact that Jeffrey Loria was a bum. I just want to be clear. Right,
so they spend money, and it's bad money, and we end up paying because they make bad decisions. Because now they say, oh, I can't do this again. Sound right?
What a disgrace. 100 losses.
And how many games they got left?
Six. What do we got? 58? Four games left, sorry.
All right. We're not on Spider Watch, though. That's what Robbie called it, Spider Watch?
No, we're not on Spider Watch. That's Chicago White Sox territory. The White Sox.
Do we get a good draft pick? How
you want to know how bad the White Sox are? 38 and 120.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm okay with that.
What?
Yeah. Because we made a commitment to lose. The Marlins,
But losing, what are we doing? The thing about baseball is losing doesn't guarantee you anything.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
The only
thing that guarantees you anything is going cheap.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Bruce Sherman era has been, like, it's an era now. Like, we're on the other side of you know, we're in seven seasons. That's almost a decade.
They say you become a different person every 7 years.
Is that true? Who's we? Who's they?
They, you know, the Zagoogles.
Did he?
Don't try to get me with your jokey joke.
they have more years in that stadium than Loria did.
Yep.
I mean, that's wild. You gave Loria $1 billion. You got no money. You did this to hang out with Derek Jeter. God knows why. I don't understand that.
Jeets.
Crazy, man. What a disaster. And I understand. Look, if you want to be, you know, for the Marlins, for you guys who are little Tobins out there, like I was, a wee lad.
Ah.
You know, who was watching Vic Darensburg, okay?
Oh,
Vic. Jesus Sanchez, the pitcher. You know, I've had scars, okay? Don't think I haven't been in your shoes.
Hmm.
But, like, I understand. You basically, a detonator got taken to your rotation this year. I get it. That's fine.
Hmm.
However, let's not act along the way like they would have figured that out either. Because I'm telling you right now, don't tell me that if Sandy went out there and had a great April and May that they weren't licking their chops to trade his ass.
You think?
Oh, dude, yeah. Let me tell you something. That Peter Bendix, he is licking his chops. He goes to bed at night smiling to himself about he can't wait for Sandy to go out there and give him 6 good weeks so he could trade for some shortstop out of Greensboro. He's already thinking about it.
Out of Greensboro.
I can't wait to watch some Grasshoppers games.
We just flew over the Jumbo Shrimp.
Bendix.
Now, I will say, hey, marketing team,
yes,
bang up job this year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys deserve a
You know what?
That's sure. Whoever, hey, great job this year. Flanagan's night, SpongeBob night.
If you go to a game,
jerseys galore.
You're going to enjoy yourself.
Marketing team did a bang up job
this year. If you're not there to see baseball wins,
maybe the marketing team can go and look at a couple of sticks in the minors, and they can pick somebody out good.
Question: is this the only ballpark where something that has never happened in the history of the sport happens, and you only have 15,000 people there? You got to think hard about that.
I mean, Roy Halladay pitched a perfect game, and they sold tickets to that.
No, but I'm just saying, is this the only place that that could happen without having a full house? Because I can just think of a number, even Tampa.
Maybe Oakland. Oakland, Tampa. Like they're not
leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were used to that, though, when the Barry stuff.
What?
Even though it was in San Francisco, out on the West Coast.
Man.
I don't know. It's hard to find, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah, I looked at the lowest attendance, and you guys nailed it. Oakland, then us, then Tampa, and then the bottom three there. I assume those parks wouldn't get it done, because even the White Sox, I feel like people in Chicago like baseball so much, they'll show up.
I don't think they're showing up, dude.
Oh, they're showing up more than the Marlins, man.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
Their attendance right now on ESPN.com, they're ranked 27th. The Marlins are 29th.
Yeah, but are they doing honest attendance? Remember the years where Jeets did honest attendance, where he was actually saying how many people came in?
Wait a minute. Do we do honest attendance?
I don't think they do honest attendance anymore. Yeah, he was doing like they would say, oh, man, like the first couple of years of Jeter, go look at those attendance numbers.
Yeah.
Because they were given like the actual numbers.
So they'd have games where they'd say it was 3,000 people there?
Like not even.
Oof.
I remember we went to a couple of games and our voice echoed.
The pitcher looked at you guys and was like, keep it down. Hey.
You could hear like when somebody hit a hard ball, you clearly.
Like if I go to, all right, what was the second year? That was 2018. So if I go to 2018, I'll pick a random game. Random home game for the Marlins. Let's go.
Because sometimes I see inflated numbers, and I'm like, all right, where are they getting these numbers from? I understand people buy tickets and don't show up, but I want to know how many butts in seats.
I'm going to go Thursday home against the Reds. They were 59-93 that year. Let's see.
Sounds about right.
All right.
On a Thursday home against the Reds, I'm going to say 4,000 people.
It says actually 9,800.
Thursday is kind of like a good.
It's almost a weekend.
That's in regards to improv talk.
Was somebody like going for a record or something?
If you want a good day of Thursday.
Yeah, you got to check.
9,000 on it. What's been a good promotion?
Austin Dean. Oof. What was I thinking? The Riddler. Look at this lineup. What am I doing to myself?
What are you doing?
We'll take a break. I spent way too much time on Bruce Sherman. He barely spends as much time building a baseball team.
Bastard.
Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM. Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a $250 gift card that you can win to see some football. Maybe you're going to go watch some Thursday Night Football tonight.
Football. Who we got tonight?
Giants.
Yes.
Cowboys.
Yes.
A division matchup.
Don't know why I was so excited.
Big stakes. You know, if Cowboys lose this game, though, you know.
People are gonna be... my goodness. I mean, like.
Chili peppers?
It's spicy.
No, but the problem is that they made Daniel Jones, the Browns made Daniel Jones look like Joe Montana last week.
Yeah, they did.
The Brownies?
Yeah, it was terrible.
The Brownies are not in a good place right now.
You know, Brownies thought to have a good defense. I was listening to Baldy this morning.
What do you mean?
Listening to Baldy.
Baldy was on Joe Rose today?
He was on
Joe Rose today?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
hey, that guy, let me tell you something about Baldy.
Hmm?
That guy knows football.
He does know football.
That guy knows.
I saw Baldy's breakdown today. He was breaking down Zach Sealer's performance.
Oh, my God.
Sealer it on up.
Come on. What a year he's been having.
What did he say about the Brownies' defense?
So Browns,
because he knows the Browns. He knows the Browns.
He knows, in general, he knows good defense.
Yeah.
Brownies' defense, underwhelming. He did, however, give kudos to another defense we didn't see come in, unless you're a Dolphins fan, Brian Flores and the Vikings. Gave a lot of credit to the former Dolphins head coach.
Brian Flores can coach defense. Coach Brian Flores...
Nobody ever said Brian Flores was a bad coach.
Correct.
Never came out of anybody's mouth.
What about head coach? Think he's a good head coach?
I think he was a decent head coach. I do think he was. Dude, when he got fired, we were on the air. I'm like, I was shocked he got fired. Yeah, everybody, you know, that the classic media thing where like once he got fired, everybody's like, oh yeah, we knew he was a jerk. When he got fired, I was stunned. I thought they were going to get Jim Harbaugh. Turns out they were trying to get Sean Payton. All of it got blown up. They end up with Mike McDaniel. Who I also like. He's got some proving to do tonight.
Oh,
let me tell you something, Mike McDaniel. Monday's a legacy game. Monday is a Mike McDaniel legacy game.
Hold on.
Question.
Legacy game, dude.
That wasn't on the list.
Can I just ask this question?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
You put all these names on games.
Yeah.
Do you understand what's going on with this team right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that is why it's a Mike McDaniel legacy game.
But I'm just saying,
do you understand
what this team is going through?
I think I understand.
And you don't care.
No, well, actually, I do care. And because if you don't recall, maybe you don't recall, this was initially a don't lose.
Ah, okay. I remember that.
Oh, so you changed it to a legacy game.
No.
Yeah.
A Mike McDaniel legacy game.
Well, Mike McDaniel's not playing.
No. Well, listen, dude. He better get everybody in line. That's what we're all saying right here.
Coach him up. Ooh,
he's got to coach him up.
No pre-snap penalty.
Who is he
going
to get in line?
People, dude. You better get those Dolphins in line. Like, you're taking on.
I love the way you're just disregarding what's going on with this team right now.
I'm not disregarding anything.
Are you not?
I'm not.
Even with what's going on, if they can't beat the Titans, that's a problem.
Yep. Titans suck. Their coach hates their quarterback.
Titans suck. This guy's got Mayo Cologne.
Yeah, and they ruined your season last year.
Yeah, remember that?
You know, Leroy, back in the day. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You and I go ways back.
That's
we go
true.
Ways back. You and I. We go ways back. And back in the day, you used to tell me.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days.
when you and I first started, you used to tell me about a little thing called a pride game.
Oh, pride game.
A pride game.
Yeah.
This, to me, classic Dolphins. Are you prideful professionals?
Prideful professionals.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference between me and you.
Yep.
Yep.
You're basing pride on outcome, not on how they play.
No, not true. Not true.
Oh my goodness. Stop it.
What do you mean, dude?
Stop it right now.
You can go. Stop if it. The Dolphins go out.
You base all of your opinions on whether they won or lost.
No. But they should win.
So is it still a don't lose?
Okay.
It's not a don't. I mean, I can't don't lose it because I literally don't know who the quarterback is, although I think it's going to be Snoop.
Yes, but that's my point.
I think it's going to be Snoop.
So now it's no longer
this
a
is
don't
a
lose.
Seven different type of game, and you don't even know who's playing quarterback.
It is a Mike McDaniel legacy game. Mike. I think I've made that clear.
Okay.
What? Now, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What in the hell is a legacy game? Because no, when I think of a legacy game, I think of Peyton Manning getting his second Super Bowl.
No,
that's not a legacy game.
Legacy game.
That's legacy.
Yeah, you know. that's you thinking.
Because guess what? If they win this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And win this game and look good.
Yep.
Nobody's gonna say 15 years from now that his legacy was built on beating the Titans on Monday night.
Well, that's okay if everybody just wants to forget history, but a legacy game is a legacy game, and this one is going to be a legacy game because you want to know something? People are questioning Mr. McDaniel right now.
I would like your definition of a legacy game because you keep talking around it.
I'm not talking around it.
Clarify, please.
I'm not talking about it.
Clarify,
you never
please.
Know when a legacy game is going to appear, but you know
still
this.
Not talk.
I am talking.
Answer the question.
I'm telling you right now.
Stop Mike McDaniel in the situation.
Mike McDaniel, if he doesn't win this game, or at least show some respect, if they don't go out there, Leroy, and this offense doesn't give me three tutties, okay?
Yeah.
If they don't go out there and dazzle me with, and they have to be offensive touchdowns. Okay. Wait, offensive
right.
touchdowns.
That is
Wait
right.
A minute.
Don't, you can't. You
know, I was going to ask you that.
They got to be offensive.
I might throw a little tidbit of facts in here?
Yeah.
You don't even know who the quarterback's going to be.
Figure it out.
None of my business.
Figure it out.
And neither one of them have been here for 2 months.
If you're going to be a guru, all right? Because this is here's what I need to know. Are you hipster Adam Gase or are you a genius? That's what I need to know.
Dang.
That's what I need to know. And that's why
you can be the smartest person on planet Earth if your quarterback can't throw. Yeah, that's a whole nother
issue.
You
pick these guys. This was your pick. Pick of the litter. Okay.
No, it wasn't picking a litter. It was what we like to call in the horde household slim picking.
No, if you would have you went and you picked Dre and you picked a great dog.
Yeah.
If you went and you had your pick of the litter and you picked a bum dog, that's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
You had the first pick?
I picked Zeus. Yeah.
That's
picked
a good one.
Zeus.
Big dog.
Athlete. Yeah.
Dade South says it's a classic blueprint game.
Blueprint game.
Is it though? What are we doing?
Can't be a blueprint game, Dade South, because
he's going to follow on Monday night. Nobody knows who's playing quarterback, and y'all done tagged this seven different types of games.
It's not a blueprint game because Tua is part of the blueprint.
You do whatever you can to get out of this game with a W.
Pride game?
I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care. And you just keep winning games like that until you can get back to all hands on deck.
Stop looking
for style points.
I'm not looking for style points.
You might play a quarterback who just got into town.
I just need.
So what the hell are you expecting?
You're not expecting
the offense to light it up?
They haven't led a game.
Wow. If you really want to be honest, we haven't played a game.
There's Tobin, and then somewhere over here on the other side of 75 is reality.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, look, don't you do that. Don't you put that on me, Timbo.
Whoa. Timbo says, sounds like Leroy thinks it's a TCB game.
Oh, is it?
This is
the quarterback.
Well, that's why I don't think it. I would never be as arrogant as to call this a TCB game. That would
you
show
arrogance. Every other type of
that,
game.
No,
I call it a little worse. Wait. A legacy game seems a little bit worse than TCB.
Oh, no, you're wrong, dude. You're wrong.
Really?
A legacy game is all about proving something that I don't know that you got in you. I don't know that you got it in you anymore. That's why it's a legacy game. Does he have it in him? That's why it's a legacy game.
No, because, like, he could have it in him, but you need the quarterback to have it in him. Whoever's the quarterback?
Quarterback, schmorterback, okay? You used to tell me we talk too much about the quarterback. You got Devon Achan. You got the Cheetah. You got Waddle. Figure it out.
Who's throwing it to him?
I don't know. He won't tell us.
It's got to be one of them quarterbacks who you didn't know.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If it's Snoop, a lot of guys can take a Pro Bowl quarterback, a Pro Bowler.
Oh, my God.
You got a Pro Bowl quarterback under center. No. You better make some things happen with a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Marcos.
Yeah.
He called this man's Pro Bowl fraudulent when he got here, and now all of a sudden he's using it.
Accolades are accolades, dude. You can't give me minus one for deception.
Okay. You want to go get Russ?
Talk to me on Tuesday.
Super Bowl champ. Pretty good. I'm gonna give you the answer to that. No.
All right.
What if we win the game? But it's with a defensive touchdown, kick return,
good
and
win.
Three field
good
goals.
Win. That's what I'm going to say.
But is that good a Mike win. McDaniel legacy game?
It don't matter. Good win. That's all you want to do. I don't care how bad it looks. Just win the game.
All right, I'll recant my three offensive touchdowns. That's greedy.
That's ridiculous.
I'll take that back. But
yeah,
he's got to sustain drives.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Wow, the ball.
Out of curiosity.
The bar has been low.
How many times this year have they scored three offensive touchdowns?
Just one.
Did they?
No.
Right? No, they didn't.
No.
So they have.
So let me ask you this then as a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
When you had all of your weapons accounted for,
mm-hmm.
they didn't score three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And you want a guy to score three touchdowns that just got here on Tuesday?
Well, dude, listen. If they had their starting quarterback, this would be a don't lose. Or if they were in the same situation with Tua, it would have been a Tua legacy game. Mm. But it's not. All right, Tua's legacy game may come later. I don't know when that is.
You got 17 names. You got what? We are again week three. There's week four.
Mm-hmm.
You got 14 more names. Because I'm figuring every week we gonna stick another tag on one of these.
You
games.
wouldn't say that the pressure cooker is on Mike McDaniel right now.
I'm not. No, see. We're talking about two different things.
I don't think we are.
I'm not saying the pressure's not on Mike McDaniel to try to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for you to put all these tags on him without the starting quarterback and with a lot of guys banged up, right? I think it's a little bit unfair to be going to that extreme with calling it a certain type of game.
Look. You're a Mustang bucking your cowboy right now, and I want you to run free through the field. There's nothing. We're not disagreeing here.
What?
We're not disagreeing here.
Don't worry. Thank you, Marcos. Even Marcos shook his head. Even Marcos shook his head. Right? We were talking about Mustangs and bucking Broncos and stuff like that.
You ever see like in the
no?
You ever see?
I'll just tell you right now. No.
In the westerns, like. Some cowboy would come across a Mustang in the wild. He said, "Easy there, young fella." And he's bucking all over the place, right? But it's like, hey, we're on the same page here.
I watched the other side of that World's Funniest Videos when he gets kicked in the head. That's what I watched. What is wrong with you? You just tried to get to the end of the segment because, like, you reaching.
Am I?
Yeah. We started the conversation talking about legacy games, and we ended it talking about Mustangs.
I think we were talking about Baldy. He was talking about the Cleveland Browns defense.
Look, see what he did there?
That's what I think we were talking
about.
What
he did there, Marcos?
Last time the Dolphins scored three touchdowns.
He tried to get that stink off of him, and he know he could just say one name.
Commanders Baldy. Game? Was it the Commanders game?
No, it was Jets. I think that was after Jets-Dolphins, right? Let's see.
Black Friday last year?
December 17th. Because Commanders were December 3rd. Then we played the Titans and lost. And then we had the 30-0 blowouts. Since then, I know we had the field goal fest on Christmas Eve and the field goal win against the Jags. But we haven't really won like a game like convincingly since December 17th of last year.
Haven't cracked 21.
So now, let me get this straight. We worried about how they win.
Yeah, I need to.
Where's my fun?
If I'm squeaking by people, I'm not going to do anything in the end. If I'm blowing them
That's
out.
That's not true.
Who has a whole season of squeaking by?
If you just win.
The OA
just
Dolphins.
Win. Get accustomed to winning.
Exactly.
Just get accustomed to winning and win and find ways to win and find ways to win. That's what you do. That's where we are. There's a lot of teams in that boat right now. A lot of teams. You think San Francisco would have been happy to just get out of there with a win regardless of how bad it looked? Yeah. They got a lot of guys hurt. They're just trying to get through this till some guys can come back with wins. Because guess what? It's not an excuse. So, like, if it's not an excuse and you expect them to win, then don't grade me on how I win. Just grade me on the win.
Take a break. More to come after this. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin Leroy here with you.
You know who that is, Tobes?
Stevie Wonder.
You just came out of that room, huh?
No, I like Stevie Wonder. I like a lot of Stevie Wonder's music.
You know his first hit came out in 1972?
Jeez. I don't like that Bomani Jones has said for a while he doesn't believe that he's blind.
I've heard that from multiple people.
It's a funny bit.
I don't like that, dude. I don't like questioning somebody's blindness.
Dude, wait, I got a crazy story for you.
Oh.
So when I was about 14 or 15, my grandmother took me to see Ray Charles. Right? And so, might have been a little bit younger. So, you know, he'd be on this thing rocking like this. Right? And back then, people were more secretive with their drug use. So nobody really knew what was up. I say, Grandma, why he rocking like that? Say, oh, that's how he orchestrates with the band. So they all on beat.
Great grandma.
So then I saw the movie Ray. I said, he was on that stuff.
Oh.
He was shooting up. He had the shakes. She said, you ain't need to know that.
She's right. He did it. She's right.
I'm like, wow. Now, if there was anybody you questioned that he could see, it would be him, because how could you hit a vein in your arm to get drugs? Think about that.
I haven't seen Ray in a long time. I might do a rewatch on that.
Good movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
people don't realize how talented, what's his name is that played Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. I remember because when they had the Jamie Foxx show, he would play the piano on his show and sing.
Jeez.
And we always wondered if it was real.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is probably one of the most talented people ever.
Yep.
Comedy, music, acting.
He did a little bit of everything.
He was supposed to do Tyson, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. He played quarterback.
You remember that movie? Buns? His name was Buns. What was that? I can't think of the name of the movie.
I know he was quarterback of the Miami Sharks.
That's true. Willie Beeman.
That's right. Booty Call.
I saw Ty walking around here with a Willie Beeman jersey.
That's what it was. Booty Call. Buns.
Man.
Hey, man, so you want to hear something crazy?
Sure do.
So I spent an hour on the phone with AT&T yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Because here's why. I transferred all my stuff to my new phone, right? But you know, when you do certain things, like when you try to go to the AT&T website, they ask you for that second level of security, and they say, where can we send text this code to. Now, my number's the primary number of all of our numbers. So when I go and they put the number up, my number doesn't show there. Right. Weird. So I call, they bounce me around to 20 different people. And then finally, lady goes, oh, you gotta wait a couple of days because you got a new service.
News.
I'm like, this never happened before.
I've never heard that.
Right, exact. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is what's amazing to me. Like, AT&T, you are so efficient at what you do. Right? That's why I have to talk to somebody that's calling from God knows where, because you're trying to go cheap because you're so inefficient with customer service.
You're the
like, have you ever called AT&T and got the right person on the first try?
Nah.
That's after you talk to the computer.
They're the Bruce Sherman of phone use.
Like, it's bastard. Unbelievable.
Except I guess AT&T does have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
just cheap.
I mean, they tried to rob my wife yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. She went to one AT&T. They offered her $800 for her phone. She got it in paperwork and whatever. She got a new phone, then went to a closer AT&T to our house to trade in her phone. They're like, man, we can only give you $350. And we're like, okay. Jeez. But on this paper here, it says $800. And their response was, yeah, well, that's like a franchise store. They can do what they want. Over here at the corporate store, only $350.
Oh, okay. Right. So, I got you.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What?
I'm sorry that I assume if you got the AT&T stuff in front of your store, yeah. that you're AT&T. But you'll go in there and they go, oh, we can't do that. You got to go to
the
main AT&T. Right.
At this McDonald's, Big Macs are $22.
Yeah.
And we serve
They almost are.
We are, yeah.
It's getting crazy out there. You know, I could use a little, to get some Big Mac money or phone mm-hmm. money. Maybe I got to win something, Leroy. Maybe I got to go out there and win something, huh?
I never thought that this would be me, right? Because I've done fantasy and I get tired and bored of it after 2 weeks. One of your guys gets hurt, your main guy. So if you got Christian McCaffrey and he you drafted him high and he's hurt, you're done. Prize Picks got me watching all of these games, even the garbage games, because it's the number one daily sports fantasy app with now over 10 million viewers. All you got to do is pick 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Now, this is the last week for the Caleb Williams deal. So if you pick 5 games and throw Caleb Williams in there, if he gets a yard, you automatically get that one. So this is the last weekend for that. But every Tuesday, they come out with new deals. They come out with new deals every Tuesday. And Prize Picks puts their members first. So guess what? You get paid quick. You get paid in as little as 15 minutes. They also have an insurance policy. If one of your players gets hurt and doesn't return in the second half, you still can win. So that's a cool thing, too, because you ain't never benefited from a player getting hurt in fantasy anything if he got hurt in the first half. So just load the Prize Pick app today and use code WQAM and get $50 instantly when you pay $5. That's code WQAM, and you don't even have to win to get the $50. Prize Picks, run your game. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.